The following is a very special episode for our Patreon subscribers only. Thank you for the support and keep on geeking on.
All you geek rock stars out there, I am Satomi, and I'm here with our lovely panel, and Dub, and Chris Giorgetti, and Miss Cheeky Chi, and we wanted to do a very special episode for you and give you a little taste of what it would be if you were to join us on our Patreon page. So today, we're going to be talking all of the Star Wars, the nine-a-gy. There's a technical term for that.
12-a-gy, because we did the other ones, too.
The 12-a-gy.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. So we actually went into a deep dive for each and every one of these films on our Patreon page. And we're just going to give you an overview today. But we are also getting ready to do the entire MCU in chronological order. So if you come over and join us in the Patreon, it doesn't cost much. Just a little donation a month. I think what's the lowest one?
It's like the minimum, I believe, is $5.
Yeah, $5, y'all. So you can come join us here and have access to that content, all of our past content, and of course, any future content that we have coming to you. So come on out with us. Enjoy this episode. Here we go. Hey, Geek Rock Stars, Satomi Hoffman here, and I am inviting you to get a little taste of what it would be to be one of our Patreon subscribers. We're bringing you a very special episode today. This panel, that's Dub, Chris Giorgetti, and Miss Cheeky Chi, we just finished doing a deep dive on all of the Star Wars films. That includes Solo, Rogue One, anything in between, and the entire Star Wars universe, except not the TV shows, because that's way too
much. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. But we want to give you kind of a taste of what it would be to be a Patreon subscriber. And once you listen to this episode, hopefully you'll decide that you want to come over and join us there. Join the dark side. Join the geek side. We have pension bear. So for a minimum of $5 a month, you can have access to all of the content that's already on there. We've got a whole ton of it, and we are getting ready to do the entire Marvel, the MCU, in chronological order. So come join us.
That's a lot. It's going to be good.
It's only $5? That's a great deal.
That's amazing. So come over to the dark side and keep geeking on with us.
And welcome to our... am I calling this a Patreon episode, guys? What do you think?
It's a Patreon preview.
That's what we're going to call it.
High
okay.
Five. Boom.
Ow. Ow. That hurt. So one guy doesn't get the joke every time. That's me. So we are talking. We just fit as Satomi so eloquently said before.
Or not so eloquently.
We just finished all of the Star Wars movies. And now, as we've dissected these movies, we want to actually just give a little love fest to Star Wars, to be honest with you. Mm. We're going to talk everything that we love about Star Wars. Don't know how long it's going to be. We'll see. But yeah, this is when we get to have a little fun and just be ourselves. And join our Patreon, because you'll get lots of this kind of stuff. And you get the extra stuff from the other shows that we do. You know what? We want to keep talking, but we're at the hour's up, so we put it all on the Patreon. So it's fun, and it's cheap, like me.
And it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because you're worth it.
The price is cheap. The content is rich.
Yes. Yeah. And we have all sorts of new stuff rolling out, so it's great. What, Chris?
It's quality, not quantity.
Yeah. Well, we give you a minimum of one show extra per week. Which is a lot, actually.
So it's both quality and quantity. And quantity. See, in my mind, that was funnier, but, you know,
see, now you explaining it is actually funnier than it was before.
See, I went and explained it, unlike the one we just did.
Last week.
Okay.
It's been a week, Chris. Let it go.
That's what I meant.
So, Let's actually break these down into trilogies. We're going to start with the prequels, and then we'll discuss the extra movies, and then we'll discuss the regular trilogy, and then the post trilogy. That makes sense. Okay, so let's talk. What did we love about the original trilogy? And I got to say this on the rewatch.
The original or the original prequel?
The prequels.
Okay.
The firsts. Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
There you go.
Now, when I originally watched these, I hated them because I'm a red-blooded male and grr, what's the dude from Star Wars? On the rewatch, I'm not going to say I was in love with them, but I did not hate them. In fact, I grew to actually like them quite a bit, which is really a fun thing to go back and realize you spent all this time hating something. I'm like, that's not bad. Except for the first two. Those were bad.
See, I have a soft spot for episode one because I saw it 9 times.
You're the same age as Anakin at the time.
Yes.
And actually, I'm not joking. For once, I'm not joking on this.
I was 9 years old, or 9 or 10 years old when episode one, The Phantom Menace, was in theaters, and I saw it 9 times, and I thought it was like the best thing ever. And that's kind of the movie that got me into mm-hmm. Star Wars. I mean, I saw the 1997 re-release in theaters leading up to this for the 20th anniversary, which seems like such a long time ago. But, you know, it's because of seeing A New Hope in 1997 and episode one, The Phantom Menace in 99, that kind of got me into the franchise. So I kind of have a soft spot. As bad as episode one is, it's kind of my favorite prequel.
Because
I'm not going to lie.
Talking about midichlorians, they're his favorite thing about the series.
Because you got the best villain of the prequels.
Absolutely.
Darth Maul,
we agreed on
and
that.
And the best lightsaber fight of the entire franchise.
You can't disagree with that. Well, you'd be wrong.
Yeah. Okay. That's valid.
I just saw you like a robot just process all of that. No, yes. Yes, 3001100. Yes, I agree with you, Chris.
Are you telling me I'm a robot?
So, Christina. Yeah. So, I know that you went into these were your first time viewing. Was that the original trilogy? This was your first time reviewing? Or is that the post?
No. So, I actually saw Phantom Menace. And then I didn't see the other two until we started doing the Star Wars deep dive. And when I rewatched it, you got to give props to the absolute beautiful scenery in it. You know, Coruscant is gorgeous. I mean, it's just overwhelmingly beautiful. And I really fell in love with, I can't tell you I fell in love with 1 and 2, but I really appreciated them. And I appreciated the direction that they were attempting to go to. And then who doesn't love getting to see R2? And who doesn't love C-3PO at his very beginnings? Those are the little things that I really...
We saw C-3PO naked.
We did. And R2 got to tell him that because he was a little naive about it.
Should I have been allowed to see C-3PO naked at the age of 9?
No, only if the actor, if you would have seen the actor naked, then there would have been a problem.
Oh, God, no.
But now going back, now this is one thing I can go back now and say I so appreciate about the original trilogy. Well, except for the third one. The first two were made for kids. They were made for the kids that most of us were when the Holy Trilogy came out. I appreciate that, honestly, because... Yeah. You know, and I said this on a previous episode, and I'm going to say it again. It is time to stop making Star Wars movies and shows for the super fan. It's time to do it for the average fan, because let's be honest, the super fan is loud, and they have a lot of time in the basement where they type on the message boards.
But no, we love them too.
We do. But I'm not going to put up with their hatred on everything anymore. Right.
Well, so funny thing, you know, Chris, you were talking about it with you being it being your first journey. My son is, he's 27. I didn't think.
Bad mom.
This was his first journey too. And he, if you ask him out of all of them, 1, 2, and 3 are his. Those are his favorites because that was his real sit down in a movie and have an introduction mm-hmm. to Star Wars, because he was too young to see it in 97 when it came out. Like, it would have scared the daylights out of him as far as New Hope and all of those.
Yeah.
But to sit down in the theater. So these are his movies. Like, he will word argue with you because he loves them so much. So yeah. It is funny, depending on like where you are when you first saw Star Wars, as to what movies you're drawn to.
But I mean, one thing though, it is hard to overlook, you know, this guy. At least I think so. Yeah.
No, you're evil. Put him away.
Put that
I'm
away.
I'm looking for my Metachlorians, and I'll
think of the
put them
children
away.
That are listening and watching to this. They don't need to be scarred further.
But that being said, when my kid loved Jar Jar when he was 4 and watching this, again, going back, I love that kids had something to connect to.
They kind of pulled a Harry Potter with it, where they gave them sort of something that they could grow up with as the characters grew up, which is, you know, that's not an unsmart thing to do. Now, for me, I was not a, you know, Georgia teeny when I watched it.
That's cute.
Aww, baby Georgia teeny.
If I may, fun fact, with the exception of the beard, I have not aged a day since 1999.
No, as a matter of fact, I think you're going to be doing your impersonation of Palpatine like in, you know, 50 years. You'll just still look the same. You'll come back and you'll just sort of be melting a little bit.
And like the movie, I won't explain how I've stayed the same.
No, you won't.
We'll get to that. Actually, you know, you've probably listened to this episode if you're an already a Patreon subscriber. You know what Chris is talking about here.
Yes.
But
you learned that I don't have a heart.
Subscribe.
But yeah, we have to give them a taste of the jokes, which is why for $5, you can go onto our Patreon and listen to the jokes.
Why
in their
do I
entirety.
Feel like we're PBS right now? Wow.
Oh my God.
Are we giving away a tote? I think we are. We're giving away a t-shirt. Is that bad?
Yeah, we're living
Welcome
it.
To the iHeart Geek Telethon.
Yes.
I juggle.
I'm not sure what you were juggling there, but as long as it's not
they were glass milk bottles, so they were weighed like 50 pounds. Just I'm a stud.
Was it blue milk in those bottles,
or was it green milk?
Oh.
Taken straight from the sea cow. Okay,
that was the worst scene in history, and I wish he would have done it without a cup at all.
They're children's movies. That's why they use the cup.
Oh, it was so cool.
Okay. Moving on.
So when I first saw the films, I hated them until the third one. I will admit, the first time out, I hated them. I was angry. But I had to see them because Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, this last time around, I really discovered that there's some strong storytelling behind all of the stuff that I still can't stand. There's still a joy in it. And actually, that's what was kind of cool about doing this deep dive, because it was, you know, come with us, y'all, if you hated them like I did, because there you start realizing, you know, there's some good stuff.
And honestly, most of us have changed our minds on most of these movies in some extent or the other as we've gone through this, which is a lot of fun, because let's say you don't want to become a Patreon subscriber, fine. I think you're silly for it, but because you should. But if you don't, still go back and watch these movies and do your own deep dive.
Yeah.
You are going to change your mind on a lot of these, and you're going to see some things even in the Holy Trilogy that you, wow, I really liked that more than I thought. Oh, I didn't like that. Oops.
Well, you know, it's kind of like when I rewatched Xanadu years later.
Wow.
You know, sometimes it's kind of like you shouldn't meet your heroes. Sometimes you just got to be like, leave it in the land of memory. But this one is okay. This one's okay. You can revisit. It won't hurt. Much.
Well, I think the biggest lesson for me was, you know, we talked about this months ago when we started this, is I was a bit of a purist. Like, I saw the first original three in the theaters, fell in love with them. I saw Phantom Menace. I didn't like it. And I won't say I gave up on Star Wars, but I loved my originals so much that I never gave anything else a chance. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the funnest thing for me coming into this, is that I had all my knowledge about the original three, but I've learned so much and I have fallen in love with so much, and I've missed out on things that I, you know, if you guys have, we hadn't done this, I would have missed so many great moments. And I love that about, I love that about us in general, you know, because yeah, I knew Star Wars, but my, my real Star Wars journey began right here, because I started watching all of them from the beginning to the end.
Nice. Okay, now we're going to move on to the Holy Trilogy. Yes, these guys.
Best line ever. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only,
Only hope.
Instant. I mean, it's the thing is, those movies are great, even sans nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you know you've got something special. And so many of the effects still hold up. And I mean, you're talking about the introduction of characters that have become so important. They're characters that have become mm-hmm. universally important to like a lot of the globe. And if aliens were to come down and be like, what's your entertainment? I would be like, here's the original trilogy of Star Wars. Enjoy. And yeah. then they would be like, you are a good people. We will not kill you. And that's how that was going to go.
And what was so fun with these was discussing some of the weirder theories that we've all had growing up. And we've discussed them. And like some of them actually still hold up. Some of them don't.
Not so much.
But it was so much fun going through that. This was really getting to relive a big part of my life when we were doing these. And that's what I love about the Holy Trilogy. No movie will ever be as good as these movies, because in my mind, they were perfect when I watched them for the first time. And getting to relive those moments with people that, like Chris, who this wasn't his first love. And that was good too, because that was getting to share this experience with people. It's really been a blast on these.
You know, being the youngin' of the group, you know, like I remember getting the VHS of the original trilogy after episode one, The Phantom Menace, because I was like, okay, I need to see them all because this is like the best thing ever. And these movies are perfect. I still hate the Ewoks to this day because, you know,
I don't have an issue still, but yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to our episode about Return of the Jedi, you can hear why I don't like the Ewoks as much, but
why you're wrong. It's okay. It's cute.
Yeah, basically. But like this is like watching the original trilogy introduced me to my favorite actor of all time, Harrison Ford. I actually do a tribute to him whenever I'm Pyongyi on stage, and he does this in every single movie, Star Wars, Indiana Jones. It's a little finger point. It's a very forceful finger point. I do that on stage, but I digress. These movies are perfect. These movies are perfect. Like, they're perfect. Did I mention they're perfect?
Yeah. Are they perfect, though?
I think they're perfect.
Now, however, even with them being perfect, I went and said some controversial stuff. I preferred the Blu-ray versions. There's three things that I didn't like from the Blu-ray versions, but the way that visually it was updated and it was beautiful and the lines were sharp and it just looked so great.
If you own the original VHS,
but 99.9% of the population doesn't.
I know, but if you own the original VHSs like I do, this also is something I learned in this journey. They sell from anywhere from $300 up to $1,500, depending on the condition they're in. Because they are rare.
Because nobody has them. Because we all want to see Han shoot only.
And it's hard now that I know that, because we watch them at least once a year. And now I don't want to ruin the tapes. I feel like Wally. I just don't want them to snap or break now.
Fair enough.
But it makes a difference. It really does. Like, because in this journey, I watched all three versions: the Disney version, the Blu-ray version, and the originals. And the original. So my smart TV has an option where you can actually set it that you're watching like a VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to see it like that. You don't see all the flaws.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it if I didn't have a smart TV that had that setting. I think it would break my heart a little bit. But you just, all of a sudden, you know, I'm 12 years old again. I've got my Leia braids. I'm sitting in the theater with my popcorn and my best friends. And you can't take that away. Like, those are the memories that stick with us forever. They define who we are.
So when I come visit you, can we watch the VHS?
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. I will buy you Leia braids because you've got the beautiful short hair.
I will wear them.
Yes, we're going to have a Star Wars
party. I
want
any hair.
It's on.
And Dub, when I come over to Las Vegas, you know, we're going to watch the Blu-ray and I'm going to get you Leia braids too.
We're in.
Oh, pictures are going to live stream. Yeah, pictures are, it didn't happen. Oh,
and if you're a Patreon subscriber, I'll even put them up.
We're going to hold you to it.
I will do just about anything for the Patreon stuff. Okay. I want to talk about this for a second before we move on. Is these are the characters we love more than any of the other characters.
Yeah.
You know, the Chewie, Han, Luke, and Leia, Yoda before he CGI, and Darth. C-3PO, R2-D2. Yeah, it's just these characters that they're family. They really are.
Lando, you forgot Lando.
No, I didn't.
I love Lando. I love me some Billy Dee Williams.
He's like the creepy uncle that gave me the Colt 45 at too young of an age. I don't know.
If it wasn't for the original Star Wars trilogy, we would definitely not have like these massive franchises like the MCU and the DC Comics movies and all the other franchises. So for all you millennials out there, you have Star Wars to thank.
Yeah.
And still, I mean,
well, you know, technically you have American Graffiti to thank.
That's true.
Because if it hadn't been so successful,
couldn't afford
Mr. Lucas wouldn't have been given carte blanche. So,
yeah.
I recommend watch on Disney Plus Empire of Dreams. Yes. It is the documentary about this. It's about 3 hours and it's so good. And you find out that there are so many things that George had his hand in that like Pixar, just all these little neat things that are amazing. And the details on how they made this happen in a world where it didn't have technology.
In a world.
Without technology.
Well, yeah, and I've said this before that the geek world would not be what it was if Star Wars didn't exist. And I know I got some bite back when I made that comment in the first place, but I still stand by it. I think
the bite back was simply that it sounded like you meant that the geek world wouldn't exist without it. But it's what you are saying is that it wouldn't be what it is.
No, it's
yeah.
It would not be cool to be a geek still.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
You know,
that's a
I won't go into our Star Trek people, but let's be honest, they were not going to hold the candle of cool. Star Wars people could handle a little more cool than Star Trek.
I'm a Star Trek person.
I bet you are. Okay, now let's move on to the let's do the extra movies, which was Solo, it was Rogue One. Is there one more that we had, or is that
it was those two.
We decided that every one of us hated that movie the first time we saw it. And then if you watch it the right way, there is a way
Solo.
To watch. Solo. Yep, Solo.
Yeah, Solo. If you watch Solo the right way, you will enjoy it. It's hard not to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to break it up into 2 to 3 sittings and watch it like you're watching a Disney Plus show. And it suddenly became fantastic.
Yeah.
It's episodic.
Mm-hmm. And that was they were doing a Disney Plus show before Disney Plus, and that was the problem. They didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
it would have been spectacular, actually, if they had done a Mandalorian treatment on it. Yeah, hands down.
And then, of course, Rogue One, which
I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me. I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
To me, that is the adopted child of the original trilogy.
Yes.
It may not be, you know, that, but everyone still calls him their brother. You know, it's there. If that makes sense. No, that it's definitely part of the family, and it is just, it's such a beautiful piece of work.
Like they took that one line from, I forget which one of our Holy Grail movies, and they turned it
Jedi. I'm pretty sure it was Jedi.
New Hope, wasn't it?
Yep. No, Return of the Jedi.
Many Bothans died to get us this information. I think they took that one line and they turned it into this fantastic movie that should be like a 3-hour movie because it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everybody dies. What is that?
Is. Yeah.
It's like Shakespeare.
Don't think about it before you watch it. Otherwise, you can't enjoy it.
It is heartbreakingly eloquent.
Yes.
It is.
It's worth every moment.
Outside of the original trilogy, this is actually even better than a few of the original trilogy. That's how much I love the.
You mean the prequels?
The original.
You're saying they're better than New Hope, Empire, and
Jedi. No. I'm saying it's better than one, at least one of them.
For me, it is too.
That's valid. Yes. No.
We all agreed. We talked about it off air, and we're not telling everyone because everyone. People get mad.
No. But No, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. So now we get to talk about the post trilogy. It looks really good.
It's fantastic, Dub. Just admit it. It's fantastic.
We had, honestly, after some of the conversations we had, I want to go back and watch again.
Yes.
Because of the emotional outpour that came out from Satomi and Christina, I really do want to sit and rewatch it and See if my heart can grow 3 sizes that day.
what I can tell you is, you know, again, that conversation, this was my first time watching them. And I sat in my living room completely blacked out, because that's how we watch movies in my house, on my 78-inch screen TV. And I was a teenager all over again. And it has enough of the new stuff that's exclusively to them, but it also has enough of that this is Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Like I sat there and I was like, yeah, this is Star Wars again. This is that feeling, that rush that you get. And again, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. And when he's like, that's cheating, or that's a low blow, I think he says, it takes you, it like right back to that moment. And just how can you not love something that just puts you right freaking there?
And
sorry.
We all did have some complaints about this, but that's not what we're going to concentrate on today. We're going to concentrate on what we like.
Well, and
it's
also
all the love.
And I mean, also Adam Driver.
We've had probably about at least 30 minutes of discussion just on Adam Driver. Yeah, there you go. Good job, Satomi.
I mean, what's not to love about Adam Driver? But I'm kind of in a pickle because I'm young enough and old enough to have grown up with 2 trilogies of Star Wars movies, the prequels and the sequels. Yet I like to claim the sequel trilogy as my Star Wars trilogy, like you guys claim the original as yours because you grew up with it. See, the prequel trilogies of the late 90s and early 2000s, they just disappointed me. And then when Disney took up the mantle and lit the spark that did the fire of the resistance, whatever the line is that I just botched, you know, I felt a very strong...
Yeah, you just...
Listen,
you just fell down like a tauntaun on a day that's too cold. I didn't
make it past the first marker.
When someone needs to be lukewarm, I'm just saying. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
But like these movies are my movies because I feel this strong connection with the Force to them because you know they just
were
spoke
you one
to
with
me.
That Force.
And the Force is with me.
Okay.
And, you know, The Force Awakens did its job of getting us back into the swing of things. The Last Jedi, you can hear my dissertation on why it's the second best Star Wars movie ever made for only $5 on Patreon.
Yeah. You can hear why I completely disagree on that same Patreon.
But like the sequel trilogy, Disney did a fantastic job, even though they didn't explain the last one. But, you know, I love the sequel trilogy because they introduced all these new characters while incorporating the characters we love, like Luke, Han, Leia, Chewbacca, Lando Calrissian, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice.
And Palps, Daddy Palps, because everyone loves Palps.
Papa Palpatine, yes. Or Grand Papa Palpatine now.
The terrifying Palpatine.
Whoo, yeah. We have some discussion about that. Okay, now what I want to talk about is, where do we want to see the Star Wars universe go next? And I want to start this off because I'm going to make everybody so mad at me. I want them to be done with the movies. I don't want to see another Star Wars movie. I want to see these series. These series, this is the future of Star Wars. And they tell a better story. And it's, you know, Game of Thrones couldn't have been three movies. Star Wars shouldn't be just movies. The way they're doing the TV world now, it's so expansive. I don't want to see another Star Wars movie. These are my movies now.
See, here's the thing.
Wow. He's going to Chris-splain this to me, by the way. Millennial-splain it. That's what it is. Yeah.
So I do partially agree that they should focus more on the TV, because we saw with The Mandalorian how great Star Wars TV shows could be.
Yeah.
However, I do feel like if they do a new trilogy of movies, one, the story has to be completely original, which is something that I don't think the super fans are ready for, because they can't, because they're going to nitpick it like, well, I'll do this, and or it's just fan fiction. But, you know, I won't say what my idea for a new trilogy would be, because I don't want Disney to steal my idea without paying me, or they could just have me write it, but that's a different story for another day. But like, if it's done the right way,
someone thinks highly of themselves. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm a starving artist. I want to get paid for my ideas and my work.
Like, stay off the internet.
Yes, exactly. I know, right? But any hoodles, it's just like, if it's done the right way, I think it'll be fantastic. But it has to be completely original. Like, the thing that I would love to see with Star Wars movies going forward is them not resting on the nostalgia burger like they did kind of with the sequel trilogy that we just had. I mean, it served a purpose, which was great. But I feel like if they do new movies, it has to be completely original. And I don't think they have figured that out yet. Because there's a lot of recycling of things in all of entertainment and television and movies. So
let me throw this out though. One nostalgia burger that I want that we still haven't gotten. I want to see the Sith War versus the Jedi Order.
Oh yeah, I'm down
I want
for
to
that.
See that. if there's a movie, that's the one. Sorry, but I still think that'd be a better series.
It just has to be done the right way.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
What about you, Satomi?
I think they can do both. I'm sort of, well, with both of you on this. One of the things that makes the Star Wars universe so incredible is just how rich and how complex it is and how real it is. It's so fleshed out. And it's true. That's really difficult to cover all of that in a movie. It's like a book. It's like book adaptations rarely truly work because you have to leave so much of it out. And with a series, you can get into all of that. But I also think within that, there are is room for those smaller stories that we only need a little slice.
Yeah.
You know, like we talked about my idea for the next Spice Disney Runner. Plus Star Wars called The Spice Runner, following and those of you who've seen the films will know what I'm talking about. But you know, there might be another, like, you could do a one-off. I don't know if we can really do a film about Boba Frick, but I would watch it because it would just make me giggle the whole time.
He'd be a second. He's a Grogu-ish character.
He's more the secondary character, but you know, the adventures of. So I think there's room for both, but I do think that we need a little resting space. So right now, staying with the series is good. I'm very, very mixed about I don't know if the Obi-Wan series is going to be good, because I'm so happy with how I know him, and I don't need to, I don't, the world that I've created in my own mind for him is enough.
But you got to kind of let it go if you're going to enjoy it. Otherwise,
otherwise you
got to be a Star Wars fan, like we were talking about. Not a bad thing. That's just.
As I've always said, I'm always along for the ride. I'm always ready to go to, you know, to take that roller coaster. It's just whether or not it makes me sick.
Fair enough. Christina, you get the last word on this.
I get the last word on this. I'm a Firefly Serenity girl.
Yes.
I think that if they did short series that led up to something, and it doesn't have to be necessarily a theater movie, but I love that concept. I've long argued that that should be a law anyway. They can't end a series on a cliffhanger. They have to do one more, you know, 2-hour movie tying it all together to complete it for me. This is all about me. But I like that. I love that idea. I love the richness of characters that we have that they can work with. And every story is going to be different. And if they stick with their formula, they stick with only releasing a new episode every week so that anticipation builds. That is a huge part of it. That's a huge part of the success is waiting, because we have time to build supposition in our mind. We have time to let our imaginations run wild. And we've lost that. I mean, you look at people that binge watch on like Netflix or any of those, like, I'm like, well, what did you think? What did you think was going to happen next? Well, I didn't have to. I just watched the next episode.
Yeah.
And I miss that. And I think that Disney's really brilliant for bringing that back. And I think if they stick to that, I am down for episodic shows. And I'm down if they have some really good ones that they want to do like a movie to tie it together.
Yeah.
You know, but it has to be unique. It has to be, you know, a storyline that's really unique. I love the video game, The Knights of the Old Republic. I would not have a problem seeing a movie about that at all. You know, so Star Wars will always be something that we love. It's a part of our childhoods. It's a part of, you know, that's why we did the Patreon episodes, because whether we loved or hated every single movie, we love Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big thing is that, you know, when Satomi comes to see me, we're not just doing Leia braids. We are watching every movie. It's going to be a long weekend and we've got this.
Like one of my dreams as a kid seeing these movies was, like, I'd say to myself, how cool would it be if you got to like fly the Millennium Falcon?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go to Disneyland or Disney World, wait 4.5 hours if you don't have FastPass, and you can fly in the Millennium Falcon. I piloted the Millennium Falcon in Disney World on my birthday, like right before the pandemic started.
And I'm getting emotional.
There's a video of me somewhere that it's on my fiance's phone. When we first saw it, well, like the first day we were there, I was crying. I was so happy. And then sitting in, it's like now you can live the dream in Disney World, in Disneyland. But like that's how universally loved this world and universe of Star Wars is. You can actually go fly the Millennium Falcon and drink the milk. It's so cool.
And for me, it was Star Tours when Disney came out.
Yes. Yes. So.
But I want to say this, and this, I think we'll kind of close over here, but this is why do I love Star Wars, the universe and everything else? This is what connects us. It doesn't, I mean, if you are a geek, you have some love for Star Wars, and this is what connects us. You can talk about it. You can argue about it. But if you can talk to somebody about Star Wars, you've made a friend. And it's just, you know, you may not get along with this person all the time, but you've made a friend, you've made a connection. It's that connecting point. And that's what I love about Star Wars. And that's what, thank you guys for going on this journey with me on this, on all these Star Wars. Cause you guys are my friends anyway, but yeah, this is part of what connects us. And it's, that's why, you know, I will always thank George Lucas for that, for giving us that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get off the sap, join our Patreon. And if you don't want to, we still love you. Just if you can, like and subscribe to our videos. That's free. Go to our website, www.iheartgeekshow.com. Use the com. We paid extra for it because that's why we have to have Patreon. And yeah, until next time, keep on geeking on, guys. And I'm Dub. I'm here with Christina and Chris and Satomi. It's been a wild ride. Love y'all.
You have been listening to the latest episode of the iHeart Geek Show. Make sure you visit our website at www.iheartgeekshow.com. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you check us out on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And keep on geeking on to all of you geek rock stars.